B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Well, I'm going to tell you how many hours we've watched Adam Sandler movies on Netflix. But first, this reminded me, we just played The Cars.
One of my favorites of all time.
Right. And yeah. I have some news about Rick Ocasek and his sons. I had no idea about this. I didn't know a lot about Rick and his...
very private life. But
yeah, well, I know why. He didn't want to let everyone know that he's kind of a jerk.
Uh-oh.
Ready? And I'm not the one who said it. Uh-oh. I am simply reporting the news. Rick Ocasek's oldest son, Chris, has branded his late father a narcissist who was never present. On the anniversary of his dad's death on September 15th, Chris went public with his feelings about his father when he captioned an Instagram photo of himself with Rick and his brother Adam. "You don't exist, we didn't either." And then the hashtags were like absent father, like, you know, abandoned, blah, blah, blah. Mm. So Chris is 56. He's a video game lead artist, and he's the product of Rick's first marriage to Constance Campbell in 71. Rick divorced Campbell when she was 6 months pregnant with their second child. And in the same year, married his second wife, Suzanne.
Same year, okay.
And he and Suzanne went on to have two sons.
Two sons. That's
and
four.
And so then, in 1984, mm-hmm. Rick, who was then 40, met 18-year-old Paulina Porizkova.
Yeah, Porizkova.
So I'm going to hurt myself.
Yeah.
And then he ditched the second wife mm-hmm. and wed her. And then they had two sons, Jonathan and Oliver.
So he had three wives.
Two sons.
From each wife. Wow. Mm.
And abandoned them all because in the end, he left Paulina out of his will because he said that she abandoned him.
Jeez.
And that Chris basically said, "My father, in essence, died the day I was born. He was never present. He was never there. Even when he was never there." And that's the abandonment I'm referring to.
Not in the will either, right?
Not in the will.
Dang.
They were the only sons to be left out of their father's will. I think he might have been a nasty human being.
Rick?
Yeah.
It was sounds like if your kids say you're egotistical and narcissistic.
Yeah, and he left everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm judgy, though.
No,
I'm a super judgy lady.
You're not judgy at all.
Okay. How many hours have we watched of Adam Sandler's movies on Netflix?
Do we want to know?
So you don't, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Yeah.
2 billion with a B. Billion hours watching Adam Sandler content.
That's a lot of Hubie Halloween.
We are a dumber nation for it.
Wow. That was the number one movie.
Yeah, Hubie Halloween.
Hubie Halloween.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah,
was it
terrible.
Awful? My kids really enjoyed it, though.
They liked it? Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody did.
I got mixed reviews on that.
So the human race has collectively watched over 2 billion hours of Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I feel like
could you imagine
sue
that?
Adam Sandler for that.
For your time back.
Hey, I want to ask a quick question before I wrap this up. It's Veterans Day today, and
you know me,
and everything revolves around a movie. What is your favorite war movie or veterans movie?
I got to go just Private Ryan.
Really?
Saving Private Ryan, because it was probably the most authentic and gritty what real war is about. Non-heroic.
Yeah.
Just true grit.
Brian Bell?
I love Patton.
That's good, too.
Patton's one of my favorites.
You can probably quote Patton.
I like...
You reach down to pile of goo.
Yeah. Not me.
Used to be
I recommend...
Best friend's face.
The Fighting Sullivans.
That's great. Sad.
Yeah. I know. Man. Super sad, but it's such a good movie.
That changed after the Sullivans all died on
the same
ship.
That was the whole basis for Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. You couldn't have brothers serving on the same ship. Because it goes down, Mrs. Sullivan.
That's what she said. That's the saddest part of the movie when they come to her door.
Yeah.
And she says, all five. I could get choked up thinking about it.
No, that is sad.
It's sad.
Movie.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, though.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Until the end.
Great. Okay. There you have it. $6.50. Yeah, Veterans Day. A lot of deals out there. I know Dunkin's has donuts. Starbucks has coffee. Wendy's got deals. So if you're a vet or know somebody, let them know. Freebies out there for them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.